I hear a guy yell at me. I look over. It's a guy named Tommy Burke. He worked in 111 truck, very busy house. Tommy's yelling, Lee, Lee, Lee. I look over. He had a cop's car there. He said, come on, they'll give us a ride over. So I hopped in with Tommy, and we had a police escort over the bridge. We flew there. Got there no time at all. Yeah. It was amazing. And we did get there fast. Everybody was trying to get out of Manhattan, really. Yeah. Thousands of people, bridge, people, just throngs of people going the opposite direction, walking. Yeah, Tommy and I were just trying to figure out what happened. Tommy's trying to tell me, I think Tommy was trying to tell me that the towers came down, and I'm trying to make sense of that. But P.S., all I had to do was look over where they were, you know, and they weren't there. And I'm thinking about it now. And they weren't there. And it still was somewhat of a blur to think about that. Still a tremendous amount of smoke in the air, so I guess I was blocking it out. Two of us, two cops in the front, we got as far as City Hall, couldn't go any further, dropped us off, got out. Horrible gray, sooty clouds still hanging through the area. A lot of the walking wounded, plus just people that just want to get out. But you could look at them, and there was kind of like blank expressions. Just people walking, running, walking past you. People that were bleeding, people that were being helped by other people. It was just amazing. It was just absolutely amazing. You know, I can't remember sounds. There wasn't much talking going on. There wasn't much. If I had to say something, it was very quiet. So it was scary quiet. What happened? Somebody turned off the speakers. Yeah.
Sirens.
Silence. Oh, yeah. It was scary. It was. I mean, hooked up with... I saw Rescue 2 guys. It turns out they came from the firehouse in their own private cars. They stopped at the firehouse, collected first aid equipment, gear that they think they might need, and... a few of them are still volunteer firemen, so they had volunteer chief's car, so a trip in was pretty quick also for them. So I picked up some first aid stuff, met a guy, Henry McDonald, who was just retired, battalion chief. He worked under Commissioner Feehan as his executive assistant. He said, Lee, what's up, what's fine? And I said, much as I know, I said, my son was working. He said, yeah, I want to find my brother. He was working. I'm on Broadway by, I think it was Murray. That's where a bunch of the guys from Rescue 2. So I just left the guys from Rescue 2. They were going to go off on their own. I said, I'm taking off this way. I went with Henry down the street. The closer you got down, I mean, the streets, you could see maybe halfway, quarter of the way down the blocks. Going down the side streets, Murray, it was probably Murray. You could see fires, but you couldn't make out what they were yet because there was too much garbage in the air yet. Turns out there were trucks, cars burning. A lot of people still walking through the cloud coming up at you. No sound. No sound. Just quiet. Got down, maybe down by Greenwich. Greenwich is a north-south street. We're going east-west. We're walking west. Saw our first fatality, my first fatality for the day, was a firefighter by his engine. I didn't pay attention. I should have looked, but I didn't. It's too late. What company the engine was. But it must have been the chauffeur. He was by the pump panel on the side with a turnout coat over him. So I didn't bother to lift the coat. You know, I just looked at him, looked down. Henry looked at me. I looked at Henry. We didn't have to say anything. But I did think that this was going to be a very bad day for the fire department and probably a lot of other people. Henry, let's go down here. And we went down. I don't know. It was Henry and I. I mean, I didn't look around, but no. You know something? I don't think there was anybody else walking in our direction, and I don't recall them. There could have been. I do remember people coming out of this horrible, you know, covered in that horrible, I mean, we've all seen the pictures of how they looked. I can't remember anybody walking with us. Isn't that unusual? No, we were just very quiet. Just the initial conversation about what we were both doing there. Well, let's get going. We'll go down here. I guess we were too overwhelmed by everything, you know, and Plus, you're seeing this person walk past in this state and that person in that state, and it looks like fires. And got down to West Street, made the left turn on West to go towards the site, and then you could see it wasn't the wind. There was a little breeze coming from the west northwest. So we were on the leeward side of it. So it kind of like made it a little clear in front of us. Again, trying to explain the view is just, well, for those of that don't know, there's that big walkway that crosses over the West Street. And we called it the North Walkway. There are two of them identical. The South Walkway is still standing today, but it gives you a pretty good reference to how big the North Walkway was. It was a monstrous walkway. It was down, and it was down on 6 fire trucks that were underneath of it in all stages of being crushed. So Henry and I got down to that. We got down to VZ and West. We already met a lot of debris before we got there, but it was looking in their front. That's in front of us is where the heavy, heavy, heavy debris was. We were at the site now. A bit of helter-skelter people. It wasn't like they were running around with their heads off. It was just like they weren't sure where they were going, what they were going to be doing. But I had a mission. Henry had a mission. My mission was to find my son. And I've done this all my life, so I just geared myself to, you know, whatever I'm going to be seeing, I'm going to see. But you got to keep a clear mind. If you don't, that's when you do things, that's when people panic, basically. So I had a mission. Someplace right around there, I guess it was, Henry and I split. I don't remember why or when, but it was right around VZ and West that Henry went his way, I went my way. I went down west, got to the collapsed walkway. It was on an angle. It was higher on the World Trade Center side, the east side of West Street, as opposed to the west side. The west side was actually closer to the ground. It made contact with the ground. I think it was up against the World Finance Building. Was able to get underneath of the walkway. Fire trucks were, a couple of them were still running. Still smoke in the air, you know, and the lights were still revolving, the flashers rather in the front were still flashing. Which made it even worse because it reflects in all this little cloud, you know. But hearing them run was like, so the first thing I thought was, well, you got to turn them off because we're in somewhat of a confined space. Plus, it's not the best scenario just to let them run. So I was able to crawl into the cab, and I think it was hazmat, one of the hazmats, but I don't want to swear to it, or a special unit because it was a box type unit. So I was able to crawl in and pull the shutdown switch. I think I may have did it on 2, definitely 1. Came out. You're always looking. You're always looking for victims. You know, and seeing what I saw, thinking that, you know, I'm just going to look for my son was correct, but it's whoever you came across. If they needed help, you'd help them. You know, you can't bypass somebody. Because you have, you know, I'm looking for my son, you got to just, first thing you come across is the first thing you come across, and you work from there. But anybody that I came across at this point was they were all dead. And it was just wasn't going to work out. You could see some turnout coat maybe here and there, you know, but there was a lot of debris on top of them. You know, I couldn't get to them to see. Yeah. No, I don't have anything yet. I was kind of like kind of crazed. My moccasins, a shirt, I think my dungarees, and that was it. As a matter of fact, I burned myself pretty good. Yeah, isn't this? I just remember these things now. I burned myself pretty good on my stomach because some of the stuff was still pretty hot in certain spots when you got to those. I don't remember what the hell I burned myself. Is that something? Pretty good burn. No, it was pretty early on. It was early on. It was early on. About yay big, I guess. No, it was probably within the first half an hour when I got there. So if you figure, I got there within less than half an hour after the North Tower came down, so you could figure from there, before 11 o'clock.